This is the apocalypse area. When the Dyerville Giant fell the day before, a tree hit it a glancing blow and started it to lean. So when it fell the next day, it took four others with it. I didn't hear it, but I heard about it. I came down here the next day. I climbed up there and I paced it off. And I got, because I had heard it was the world's tallest tree, and I got to about 340 feet and it disappeared. It was gone. And I found pieces of it 500 feet on the other side of the avenue. It was just amazing what it did. You had to crawl through all the debris to get to it. It was just unbelievable. You know, waist deep in some places. And it was so funny because the people in Wyot and Camp Grant thought it was a train wreck. And so they all drove down the trestle to see where the train crashed. And of course it was the tree. It registered on a seismograph 10 miles away. That's why we knew the record of it fall. There were newspaper articles all over the world. But with 375 feet tall, but now it's only 18 feet tall, but it's lying on the ground. Scientists think it will take about 1,000 years for it to recycle into the compost back into the system. And see, humans go crazy. What a waste, you know, we should be cutting it up. And there's no waste in nature. Don't worry, it's covered. You know, you're okay.